Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Happy Monday Night. Happy Monday Night. Welcome to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show, I meant to say. Got ahead of myself. Oh, it's exciting. We're talking about, as I said, the 50 Shades of Green. If any of you know about Wicked and, you know, Wizard of Oz, etc. Yes, we're talking about the witches and Wicca and paganism and things of this nature. Maybe you're entertaining the thoughts of connecting in with the goddess, and perhaps you are curious as to what all of this is about. You know, I would say there are religions, like all religions, there's structured, organized religions, and then there are more looser-based, solitaire or practitioner or practicing religious people. And then those who are, say, spiritual but not religious. And that even goes for Wicca, too. For those people who are eclectic, which is those who do not practice under one particular path but yet learn a lot from all around. So my message to you tonight is, if you want to call the show, 646-727-2585 is the number here at Venus and Velvet Radio Show. Well, so it was a very busy day out in Casadega today, as it was all weekend long. We had the Fairy Fest going on. So lots of excitement there going on, and lots of people in town wondering what in the world are fairies real? And, you know, they got their whole spiel from John Springer, who I've known for a long time, who does a lot of things in that area of the realm of fairies, of the fae. So many of you may have gotten just, you know, very Hollywood glamorized versions of witches. And I jokingly have put some of those pictures up on Facebook for the Witches Ball that I host annually. So this year is going to be no different. It will be in Sanford, October 23rd, Friday night, from 8 p.m. to midnight. If you go to my website, you'll find all the details there if you're interested in going. And tickets are going, so we got to get our tickets and get our costumes. There is a costume contest, dance contest, all kinds of exciting things. Everybody needs to know that witches are not all serious people casting spells all of the time. This is like, really, Samhain is like the witch's new year. So it's a ball. That's why I throw it. So if you have any questions, like I said, please feel free to contact the show. My duty, I feel like, is connecting community. So it's not really about any one particular group of witches or coven or, you know, even store for that matter. All are welcome. And even if you're not a witch, it's still all right to come and explore that opportunity. That's really, I wasn't anything connected to any of it years and years ago. I went to a witch's ball. A friend of mine had thrown it. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, they're having fun. They had their ceremony. They had their ritual. And I was very respectful because I was really not involved in the ritual, but that's okay. I watched from the sidelines. We were allowed to do that, and I think that's beautiful. My friend and I could have participated if we so chose. So anyway, you know, it's one of those things that, just like any other place, it's ceremonial as well. And there are mansions of the moon, or times of the year we follow the moon, we follow timing. And so to learn about this is, there are different types of witches. And that's why I was saying, are you a good witch or are you a bad witch? But I mean, I'm just joking, of course. But there are some who follow the right-hand path and the left-hand path. I'm sure you could figure out what that means. If you're a Catholic or have anybody, know anybody Catholic, they always tell you that your right hand, that's the proper hand to write with. The left hand is evil and part of the devil and et cetera. Well, you know, in that same respect, it's sort of like, you know, right hand, right path, left hand, heavier, darker path. And for those who use low magic or dark magic against others for personal gain. If you ever watched that, back in the 90s, they had a show called Charmed. If you ever watched that show, that you would learn so much of just smatterings, of course, but so much more about that in itself. And, you know, doing something for personal gain or putting a spell together for personal gain, you know, not to use your magic in that way. There are a lot of people who are old-time religion Wiccans. They do draw from, like, the English path and even the Scottish path as well. So there's all kinds of witches in the world. There's not one particular kind that, you know, not like Wizard of Oz. It's Wicked Witch of the West or the good Glinda the Good Witch. So it's much more involved than that. There are times of the year you work your energy and you learn a lot about gods and goddesses and saints and herbs and candles and colors. And just, you know, I have to preface it by saying we're all just, this is all about energy, okay? Good energy creates, you know, good thoughts create good energy and good things and even good spells and good moments. We all have magic in us. We all have the intention because it's built in us. So if we're doing something, for instance, for our own personal gain and not a really good intention to manipulate, I always say when you do that, you're kind of like just putting a spell on yourself. You're manipulating your own mind, and it's not true or clear, and you can get distorted from all of that. So it's best to work with maybe overcoming adversities and being in gratitude for all that you have been gifted. So there are a lot of positive aspects with doing the work as well. Okay, even in learning different types of language and even astrology and just the history, it's so rich. It's so filled with just wonderful, rich history, like anything else. And if you know, if you do realize this, most religions have taken from the Wiccans, or they have been taken from the magical path. A gentleman whose name was, he's still around, Reverend Ben Cox. He, you know, taught a lot of pagan classes and Wiccan classes out in Casadega. He doesn't do so much there now. But anyway, he would say, if you know, around the holidays, if you have mistletoe, if you have a wreath, you have candles in the windows, you have, you know, stuff over your hearth, your fireplace, you know, then he kind of went, pagans, 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 you're all pagans. Because a lot of those things were taken from the pagan holidays and the Wiccan holidays and the way they decorated from nature and such. So he was absolutely right. And I just laughed. I remembered it for the rest of my days after he said that. So, you know, the important prayer, meditation, all those things still exist, and holidays especially exist in that path. So looking on here real quick, just, okay, trying to get a, see if I got another caller. I'm going to do this real quick by my switchboard. Just, can't do that. It's not letting me do it on where I'm at. I don't know why, but anyway. Oh, okay. Going back to my studio. Oh, no, it's not working well. So I guess this is a no-call-in show. Oh, you know, we finished Mercury retrograde, didn't we? Okay. So, you know, not to be all stereotype and everything, because it's so much more involved than that. We all create our own magic. A kitchen witch is one who creates with cooking and with herbs and remedies and so on. Sorry, just touching my cards here, moving some things around. Okay, so let's see. So we talked about the ball, and of course you do know that I'm not in Casa Viga at the hotel, and I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And then when I'm not there, you can find me usually at Luna Soul Esoterica, home of, by the way, the great witch Anne Mora, who has written many books on the green witchcraft and the green grimoire and the Mansions of the Moon, and who has a beautiful new tarot deck out. And it's all connected to the Green Witch Tarot, to everything she's ever written about. Anne is a beautiful person, a wonderful soul, and she has so much knowledge and wisdom. And she whenever she's been reading for someone, and she is a guest reader at the Witch's Ball this year. So please, I implore you to come and get, we're just doing mini readings, you know, a little, you know, $10 and $20 readings. But, you know, it's well worth it just to sit for a few minutes and let her show you how you open up to your own energy and your own answers. And, you know, of course, she'll be using her cards, her new cards, her tarot cards. So we'll have a couple readers there, Lord Morpheus, the one who is leading the ritual for the Coven of the Goddess Moon, and Sultan Ronnie, who's also works out at Universal Studios and at the hotel in Casa Viga. So lots of opportunities there to meet people like-minded, and Anne Mora, of course, a great author. There are many great authors who work very diligently in educating those who are interested in this new generation of people involved and want to be involved in the path, so, or in the craft. So, okay, let's see. I'm going to take a quick break, and I will be right back. Okay. Oh. Okay. I've got a couple calls, and thank you for waiting. I couldn't play my break music because all kinds of things are happening. And I'm also here to enlighten you as well about some websites and things that you might want to check out if you're interested in knowing more or have anything you'd like to share about the subject matter we're talking about tonight. So going to my first caller in a 951. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you there, caller? I don't know why. Okay, not getting what I need to get here. Okay. Giving me problems tonight. And as I said, okay. Oh, no, no, no. We're not doing that. All righty. Well, I wish I could identify the issue here tonight. But it seems as though I do have some callers, and I apologize for them not being able to connect in. Okay, let's see. No, there are I don't know why it's doing this. It's giving me, as one of my friends would say, giving me agita. Okay. So I really wish I could take the call. And if I do, I have to hang up again, and it just goes round and round. And so it's not working, and I apologize. Perhaps next week we will have a better connection in this matter. So anyway, I'm just going to keep barreling through. I am going to talk about some of the wonderful people that I've met in this path and who turned me on to some magical sites and sites of the path as well. There is one called Witchbox. And it's a great community, and I've been a part of it, you know, quite some time, I think, since 2005, 2006, I believe. There's also Witch Space, that was like my space, but Witch Space. And also, let me see. Well, besides lunasolisoterica.com, you can find out things. My Cauldron, Rob Reed over in Deland, who's his website's not up and running at the moment, but he is a wonderful, he's a vast amount of knowledge. He gets a lot of his products directly from specific witches out of certain areas of the country or the world, and he's very true to that path. He doesn't just order, and he'll tell you, look, this came from this company, or this came personally made by so-and-so. So he's wonderful, and if you get a chance to meet Rob, he's a great guy. I said he looks more and more like a wizard every week that I see him. Okay. So really being involved in this path also means that you're reaching out, even if you're not in a coven, you're reaching out in community, hopefully, recognizing each other magically, connecting in. Some people do like to wear the pentagram on the pentacle, okay? So that is a kind of a symbol, the five-pointed star, that people do wear on their jewelry or their person a lot of times. And that's sort of a way, or the triple goddess, which is the moon and the two crescent moons, one on each side, representing, goddess, mother, crone, just like, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Holy Trinity stuff. It's all very similar pathing. And, so those are two ways we recognize one another in the path. And so if you're just starting out and you have questions, you can always feel free to go onto those sites, or you can write me info@venusandvelvet.com. And if I can't answer your question, well, then I'll try to turn you on to somebody who can. But, I do my best to keep up. some people say when they first meet me, they say, "Oh, you're a natural witch, though." And I shied away from a lot of it for a long time. But I do have a lot of people in my family who are, practicing. They were mediums and psychics, and they just knew remedies and things. And so I just kind of went along with what I felt and what I remember seeing, and I just went with that. And that's kind of historically where we put things, where we have them, as far as lineage goes. And at the ball, we are actually honoring our ancestors. So that is a beautiful thing, to be able to honor your ancestors, and that way maybe I can be thankful for all those who came before me. Okay. There are different studies of the path as well, and it's good to get good counsel, good advice from someone who's been a teacher of magic, or who very much is all about their path, and you'll know whether that path is yours or it's, something else that you're connected to stronger. But meeting a like-minded person can do wonders for you and your path and your self-esteem, of wondering, what kind of witch am I? There's a priest and a high priestess, and even if you're not in the coven, you can most certainly be the role of the goddess and the role of the high priestess. And so there's all kinds of connections with that path as well. People wonder if pagans, how do they get married, or Wiccans, how do they get married? Okay, that's a good question. Also, there's hand fasting. And some believe in a year and a day that they are married under the goddess, and it's a commitment connection for a year and a day, a promise. And then some go even further, and that's fine too. And they can use that ceremony at that time strictly for marriage, and that's all right. If that is what feels right to you, that's what feels right to you. There's the Lord and the Lady, and there's Green Man, and the Book of Shadows, and see, there's so much that I couldn't teach you witchcraft in this short show, but the Lord and the Lady, I know, all connect with some people in the path very strongly. Others are very tied into the Green Man, or Gaia, for instance. I have gone through them, so many of them, just to get to know them in ceremonies and such. There's Celtic witches, there's as I mentioned, the eclectic or the kitchen witch. Some people ask if if there's a satanic witch, and most people don't in this path really don't believe in Satan. They don't connect with Satan, so there is no satanic witch. And a gentleman who I've gotten the pleasure of getting to know and who I've met a couple times is Raymond Buckland, an author of, he's like the godfather of Wicca to me, and he really founded a whole kind of sect of Wicca. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I know it's like S-E-A-X, say. Maybe it's Say Wicca. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask him how it's pronounced next time I think of it. You know, he has quite an interesting background himself of the traditional, the Gardnerian oath and all, but he was Romani and, or Rom, as they say, gypsy, in one part of his family, the other part, all that European, the English and Celtic connection. So his Saxon, Anglo-Saxon connection. That's kind of how he started in the path, but created his own back in the 70s. And really groundbreaking energy came into knowing more about witchcraft and Wicca in the 50s even. It became a little more prevalent, a little more well-known. And then, of course, in the 70s, it was just a little more beyond that. And now, of course, we have movies and television all connected to this, and much more access on via internet. And please don't buy everything people do on YouTube, please. I am just really skimming through and giving you some highlights of things that I have my knowledge of, and it's sort of like I said, it's not time to teach Wicca 101 on the show tonight. But just to kind of give you an idea, just some people say, there's your garden variety witch and your green witch and your white witch. Speaking of white witch, we got to go there because everybody wants to know. A white witch, Stevie Nicks, she's a white witch. I've heard that so many times. Stevie is definitely connected to the Sisters of the Moon. She's all about that path. There are those who believe in healing and higher work of that nature, and they focus their energy for that greater good. And I suppose that's, and also Stevie being a songstress and a poet and just an artist in general, she puts that out that she's like the white witch, okay, or the Welsh witch. Trying to think, well, Ozzy Osbourne, I'm just kind of using a few little stereotypes in entertainment. Of course, Ozzy, he's English. He definitely has a lot of thoughts about Aleister Crowley. And I knew a man who used to read for Ozzy, and he definitely was of the path and such. And I said, so what's that like? You know, and he said, well, he's very respectful. And, you know, and I don't talk about readings, and nor do I. But, you know, it's like they have put him out as the Prince of Darkness. And, of course, his wife is Sharon, and who has done so much for his marketing and his career. And so, you know, but Ozzy has a connection that way. That's what, you know, his path is about. He's traditional in some ways of the old world, and in other ways he's very modern. But we all have, I guess, our blend. And that's just it. What feels good to you, where your path is, you'll know, you'll feel it. From the moment you, you know, you look at your candles and incense and you start kind of pulling in the energies of this path, not saying that candles and incense are just working, they're not, but things that you keep getting drawn to, it's sort of like your higher self taking you there. Your guides are taking you there. So if this is your path, then blessed be. You know, I wouldn't for one moment doubt that if it's something you want or you feel pulled to, that you should not explore it. I think you should. Be safe. Be careful. Please don't try to do spells and do magic and things without understanding all about the elements and protection and all of that. And and harm ye none, the biggest rule there is. And the modern American witchcraft, they have their own, like, you know how they have precepts with religion? Well, they have theirs, and I believe there are 13, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, there's so many great things you could learn by studying, because I found that most of the people who are Wiccan and pagan, they do their work. You know, they're not afraid to put themselves in it and to have a greater connection, to have peace. And I think that's all we really want. All of us really just want peace. So we want a greater connection so we have peace and harmony in our life and we feel empowered. We must know that love exists and power exists. There is light, there is dark. You know, so where there's chaos, you know, the flip side is where there's peace. So getting to know who you are through the guided sources, and of course, you know, we can't forget about, there's a witch's almanac that teaches you more about holidays. I think one of the most common authors is, you know, I guess New Agey, that would hit even teenagers, is Silver Ravenwolf, but there are so many other writers and authors as well, to just, you know, I'm not saying she's the end all be all either, but she puts it out there for people. They have to know where to start, at least how to feel if it's for them. So there's a lot of great people. Even one of the ladies I know, Dickie Jo Mullen, who's an astrologer and a witch and a reader. She's wonderful. And she's so filled with great knowledge, insight, information. I've listened to her many times in lectures as well. So there's, like I said, there's a treasure trove of information. I think Llewellyn is a publishing company that most people who are in this path kind of connect with, even though there are other companies. So in this way, I wish you well. And in, they say, as we say, in perfect love and in perfect trust, that we connect, we meet, and we marry meet, and we marry meet again. So until next week, I wish you all many blessings. Stay positive, stay focused, and stay connected to your higher self. And I leave you with that tonight. So many blessings to you all. Namaste.